Vintage bottling lines have been chugging along for nearly 80 years at the XL Bottling Company. Four generations of Myers have kept the family business running, making soda with old-timey names like Lucky Club Cola, Frosty Root Beer, and Million Dollar Grape. But the big seller is Ski, a citrusy soda that you've probably never heard of, unless you've spent some time in Breeze and neighboring towns in Clinton County.
Hi. How are you?
I need four. You got the 10 ounces?
Yeah, four
okay.
10 ounces.
Yeah.
Rhonda Pullman is an avid skier. She visits the plant on Saturday mornings and hauls home a week's supply in the back of her truck.
It's refreshing. It just gives you the kick that you need a lot of times. There's nothing better than a good cold ski on a Saturday morning.
There you are.
Ski fans appreciate that burst of energy. Maybe it's from the caffeine in this local version of Mountain Dew, or it could be the sugar. XL makes Ski the old-fashioned way, with pure cane sugar in returnable glass bottles that can be washed, filled, and sold again. Clyde Strothite, a local grain farmer, drinks Ski instead of coffee.
My wife doesn't drink coffee, and you're not going to make coffee for one person at 5 o'clock in the morning, so I take my cold Ski with me and I'm off.
XL also distributes Ski in cans and plastic bottles, but connoisseurs say the special brew tastes better in those returnable glass bottles. And Strothite says they're good for the environment.
You don't have the plastic, you don't have the cans, you don't have the litter along the road, the bottles come home.
XL Bottling is one of the last mom-and-pop bottling companies in the country, and it's probably the only one in Illinois and Missouri that still uses returnable bottles. The plant also makes syrup for soda fountains and sells some of its brands in St. Louis, but the company's most loyal fans are hometowners, according to Bill Meyer, XL's general manager.
I'll be at the plant on a Sunday morning, and people in wedding dresses will show up and take a photo in front of the ski plant.
Part of the mystique is that you can't get this soda just everywhere. But here in Ski Land, it's on tap at convenience stores. It's a favorite at Wally's Drive-In and the Dairy King. School kids from surrounding towns visit the bottling plant for field trips and then pose outside for pictures. Meyer says it's important to be neighborly.
Big factories, they're not going to let you walk in, and the owner or the general manager is not going to show you around. I mean, we're proud of what we've built here over. So, you know, I think that, you know, people appreciate that.
Addison Hillscamp, a high school senior from Breeze, works at the bottling plant.
When I was a kid, I loved Ski, and now I'm in high school and help make it. It's awesome.
Diehard fans buy their Ski right at the plant. The regulars pull up to the side door to exchange their empties for the 10-ounce returnable bottles.
You know, every bottle has a life to it. And so, you know, we think some of our bottles have been resanitized 1,000 times.
But eventually those bottles will crack or won't come back, which is bad because no one in the U.S. makes returnable glass bottles anymore. Getting the bottles back is so important that XL charges more for the deposit on the bottles than for the soda inside. I'm Mary Leonard, St. Louis Public Radio.